don't need no education.
Welcome to Education Nation, where we tackle the biggest issues in American education. Your host is the headmaster of Liberty Classical Academy, Rebecca Hegstrom, along with co-host Mark Durkin. School is now in session.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Education Nation. Today, we are going to be talking about a very interesting topic, advanced placement courses. I'm here with my co-host, Pete Hegseth. And Pete, did you take any advanced placement courses when you were in high school?
I did. As an alumni of Forest Lake High School, I took many advanced placement courses. But I will say, first of all, I'm violating the creed of the show. I'm not on my second cup of coffee. I'm on my fourth.
Oh, right now, boy.
It's been just that kind of Saturday.
I'm a
little wired this morning, ready to talk about advanced placement, which talk about. I do want to plug, though, since it is our dozenth, is it dozenth even the
dozenth
word? I don't even know.
I'm not sure if that's a
12th
word.
12th show, that's not a word. Can we scratch that? Nope, live. Okay,
Mr. Princeton grad.
Yeah, Mr. Princeton, exactly. This is why I should have taken more advanced placement. Dozenth,
no.
That's a new word. And you'll tell me why, maybe not. But because we've had so many episodes, I want to remind people you can find previous episodes of Education Nation on Liberty Classical Academy's website under media, which is libertyclassicalacademy.org, or here at KLBB, klbbradio.com. They host the podcast also. What are some of the topics we've talked about already far on the show?
We have talked about Common Core. We have three different segments on Common Core. We've talked about standardized testing, safe spaces.
That's right.
On college campuses.
The presidential election as it pertains to education.
Yeah. The decline of Western civilized...
Of history.
Well, I guess it's a history.
Of American history.
Decline of teaching American history.
So a lot of different topics you can find online. So if you're interested in what we talk about today on advanced placement, go to either one of those two places and download the podcast and listen to any number of the episodes. I will say this. If Rebecca was a regular coursework student to begin with, she's now advanced placement radio host. I can attest to her progress as a fantastic radio host. Again, I'm always excited to be joined by Rebecca Hagstrom. She's the headmaster of Liberty Classical Academy, a fantastic school I'm proud to send my kids to. But back to AP courses and AP placement. I did take AP courses, and I remember thinking, man, these are great. Why wouldn't they be? They count as college credit in a lot of colleges will take them as such. They're sort of a symbol of you're advanced,
achievement.
You have achievement, and usually the other kids in the class are kind of the smarter kids in the school.
Yep.
Maybe they're a little bit smaller classes, but I do remember going to college, and it was Princeton, and
yes.
That's where I learned the word dozenth. I remember showing up there and feeling utterly unprepared, and that's not to indict Forest Lake High School. It's just I wasn't prepared for the high-level thinking that I needed to be, and I guess I had assumed that advanced placement courses were going to prepare me.
Right. Well, and you know what? That is everyone's assumption, Pete. And, when you think about what is the top level of rigor in an American public high school today, it's AP. That's what kids are doing. And yet, if you talk to college counselors or college professors across the nation, what do we hear consistently, even from the top schools? The students are not prepared. They don't know how to write well. They don't know how to think analytically. They have poor vocabularies. And yet, these are the top kids coming out of the top high schools, which presumably are taking almost all AP classes. So we have to really take a look at this from a larger context and say, well, why is that then? Maybe the AP is not preparing students the way we might have once thought.
I love this topic because almost everyone listening probably either went through AP classes, has a kid who's going through AP classes or has, and so it's kind of a shared experience. Tell me how we got here. Where did the idea of advanced placement come from?
Yeah, it actually originated back in the 1950s, and the idea was we want to give students an opportunity to take college level. That was the whole idea. Give high school students college level courses and then let them get credit for those college level courses. And of course, at that time and for a long time, it was only the top students that were allowed into the AP courses. But as with anything, over time, people start to see that, gee, all these other kids get to take AP. Why can't I take AP? And then pretty soon, high schools want to promote themselves as AP schools because then more families want to come there. And then the colleges want the AP students because, generally speaking, those are the best students. And so it's kind of the self-propagating thing where, you know, the students like it because they get to take college-level courses, which then saves them time.
Or they think they're taking college-level
courses. Well, that's where we're going to go. Yeah. We're going there. And then the parents like it because they save money. And the colleges like it because they think they're getting the top students. But it has deteriorated over the course of time. And that is truly the question now is, are they truly college level? Mm. And if you start looking into this, you find that there are professors across the nation who say, no, the answer is no, these are not college level courses.
You know, you talk in the episode about Common Core, you talked mm-hmm. about kind of the industrial complex that creates the curriculum or is leading to curriculum. Who creates AP courses? Is there a corporation mm-hmm. behind it? Where
yeah.
did they come from?
Well, it's the College Board. And, you know, sometimes I think we forget who the College Board is. The College Board is a private organization. You know, they're out to make money. We have to forget that. Sometimes we think, wait a minute, isn't College Board just, you know, the people who run the SAT test and the AP? Yes, but they're making a ton of money off of AP. And that is actually the driving, I guess, what am I trying to say?
The driver.
The driver of the College Board. And, of course, nowadays when we are trying to be more careful, to be inclusive, there's calls across the nation to be more inclusive with AP too. And so more and more students are being allowed into AP course who probably really don't belong there. And I think I read a statistic, even like 41% of students, I think it was in California, who took AP courses actually didn't pass. That's a big number.
I mean, that's a huge number.
And that doesn't even talk about the kids who do pass who still really haven't mastered the material.
You know,
and that's the sadder fact.
That is a sadder fact. And we're going to talk about that material a little bit more in the next segment. But it's like anything else. If you decide to open up the parameters, it's special operations within the military is the context that I think about. When they open that up, you're, of course, going to have a dilution of talent. You're going to have mm-hmm. – it's not always the best of the best if you're letting in more and more people which makes it less rigorous for the small few who would benefit from advanced placement.
Yes.
They used to call them gifted classes, I think.
Yeah.
So I can understand mm-hmm. that. I got to believe teachers last week we spoke to a teacher on a different topic about teachers' unions, but mm-hmm. that would be frustrating for a teacher, too, who feels like AP might give them an opportunity to go deep with students.
Right. I think it is frustrating for them. In fact, again, if you talk to teachers across the country and do any research on this, you find that this is becoming a common complaint amongst teachers, that they have students in their classes that don't belong there. They end up with larger classes, so then they can't do the discussions that they might want to do. And so what ends up happening is it's just completely diluted from what it was originally intended to be.
And in some ways, it's such a cultural critique because I bet the teachers want to maintain the standards.
Right.
But we kind of live in this society where parents go, how dare you not let my kid into AP?
Right.
My kid's just as good as Billy or Susie or whatever, right?
Every parent has the smartest child in the class, right? At least from their perspective.
My kid is the smart. No, I'm just kidding. That's exactly right. And if AP is the place to be, then you want your kid to be there. And schools
Everybody's
are sort of, their hands
that.
Are forced mm-hmm. in this culture where you know, everyone gets a trophy mm-hmm, and they feel mm-hmm. like their kids should be a part of it.
Yeah,
speaking of those trophies, we'll take a quick break here. We're going to mm-hmm. come back and talk about these, what they look like in the high schools, what these mm-hmm. APs and how colleges are reacting a little bit to it. And then, Rebecca, I'm also going to ask you to dive into your experience at Liberty and mm-hmm. how you do it at Liberty Classical Academy. If you don't have AP courses, then what do you do with your gifted students who are above the curve? Mm-hmm. So stick around. Education Nation, get your I'll be getting my fifth cup of coffee. You go ahead and get your third. And we'll be right back.
I'll be having my second.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
10:38 a.m. on your AM 1220 dial. I'm Pete Hegseth, the co-host of Education Nation, along with the host, the headmaster, Rebecca Hagstrom, headmaster of Liberty Classical Academy in White Bear Lake. Rebecca, we're talking about advanced placement this morning, mm-hmm. and is advanced placement preparing kids for college? Are AP courses really college level?
Mm-hmm. And what we find is really they are not. And that's what we're about to see now across the nation as colleges are starting to not accept these credits. Brown has decided they will not accept them. Columbia does not accept them. Starting in 2018, Dartmouth is not going to give AP credit. And what's interesting about this, I think actually there's even a couple of math classes that they do not accept AP, I think at the U of M. So truly this is becoming, this is kind of the start of a new trend where the colleges are realizing, wait a minute here, we're accepting all these credits, but these kids are truly not at a point of mastery. So we need them to go through our programs. And of course, what did College Board do? They fought back and said, oh, they're just being greedy. They just want the students' money.
Sure.
So they're trying to say that the colleges, that it's not about mastery, that it's really just about money. But in all reality, what they are finding is that the students have not mastered
the material.
It's
probably a little bit of both, but they don't know the material. They don't know the material. I know one of the most devastating days of my life was when I found out that my AP Spanish course would not qualify in college because I never wanted to take Spanish ever again in my life.
You thought you had it.
Terrible at languages. And Princess said, no, it doesn't count. You got to do it again. It is frustrating to think you've got it covered, but then college won't take it. But I just know from my own experience that if my education in high school had counted as coursework in college, I would have really been cheated out of some real knowledge that I needed to have.
Right. It tends to be the reason why AP classes tend to be rigorous is because they move so quickly through a lot of material. So they're kind of like an inch deep and a mile wide. Lots and lots of assignments, lots and lots of reading, but it doesn't get the kids to that point of deep thought. Just because you're working really hard and having a lot of homework doesn't
probably more testing
mean,
too.
And more testing everything. It doesn't mean that you're going deep. And, you know, there's a gentleman out there who writes about this. He's a blogger. His name is Rob Jenkins, and he's a college professor, and I think his blog is Chronicle of Higher Education. But he talks about this fact that the students really are not prepared in an AP level course, and that it really is just, what does he call it, a fast march or something like that, Pete? And, you know,
a forced march, which I did many number of in the Army as an infantryman. A forced march is you will march this far at this amount of time with this much weight on your back and your rucksack. And it is, I do liken that in my AP experience. It was just a little bit more coursework, a little bit higher volume, same amount of time.
Right. But it's not teaching those kids to think. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, we hear college professors across the nation, even at the best schools, saying the kids do not know how to analyze and synthesize information. And that is a critical thinking skill. And yet the college or the AP courses are still taking things and going back into more research and regurgitate. I know that we have a board member, actually, who teaches at the University of Minnesota in the medical school, and she has said even at the medical school level, what she and her cohorts are finding is that the students coming in are really good at looking up information and researching, but they don't know how to analyze.
Such an interesting point. Rob Jenkins, the associate professor you talked about in the blogger, the end of his quote, one of the quotes that he has is, the AP classroom is where intellectual curiosity goes to die. It's a really unfortunate statement. I remember literally shedding tears when I showed up in college and there were 7 books in front of me for the English course I had. And I was like, wait, I only read one book in the whole semester in high school. I mean, I didn't feel prepared. And it was I was drinking from a fire hose. Mm-hmm. One of the things I know you as the headmaster of Liberty Classical Academy, you guys emphasize is excellence.
Yes.
So I'm curious, as a parent with a kid only in kindergarten, I haven't even thought about AP. How do you engage with that? Parents to say, I want more, or how does Liberty treat the idea of advanced placement?
Yeah. Well, what we help our parents understand is that a classical education goes much deeper than an AP course. So while an AP course is just going to be a fast march, you know, through a bunch of material.
That's a force march,
Hedstrom. I'm sorry, I cannot
get
it right.
We're going to have to put you through basic
training. Yes, get the proper language down. But we at Liberty say, no, we want to go deep with these kids. We want them having to analyze and synthesize. And so, for example, instead of just maybe researching about a topic or reading a book and just discussing the book, there's going to be questions that are going to make the kids think about, what do I think about that character? Or what do I think about that person in history? And how do I back up what they actually, what I actually believe about what they say? And I have to back it up with information in the book to prove my point. So it very much is about proving your own opinion at the high school level. I'm talking especially at the high school rhetoric level. And if the students have been given, which they have at our school, a logic class, and then logic is emphasized throughout, then they have to reason through their opinions. And that is so much more valuable than just reading as many books as you can on history, or, you know, and then just regurgitating facts on a history test, versus actually having to analyze, how did, you know, the Second World War get influenced by the First World War? You know, what brought that about? And, you know, an example that this Bob Jenkins also gives about his own daughter's experience is that she had been taking all these AP classes, got straight A's in all her AP classes, presumably passed all of her AP tests. And yet when she was at a college course where she was asked, you know, what is more powerful, the House or the Senate? She was dead in the water. She didn't know what to do because she's like, well, I don't know which one's better, as though there was a right answer.
Sure.
And he had to explain to her, no, honey, you are supposed to be
able to
figure out.
Depends on what kind of power you're wielding.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
You're supposed to make a decision, what you think, and then defend that decision. She could not figure out how to do that.
That's such an interesting point.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, you know, we're seeing this from our students who go off to college. You know, my own son included. I actually just interviewed another woman for a position here just yesterday, and she was saying that AP did not prepare her for college, and she found that the students that went to her school, which was actually Hillsdale College in Michigan, the kids who had come out of a classical program were so much more prepared than she was, who had come out of an AP-type high school.
Interesting, very interesting. And for folks who are not familiar with classical education, go back to our podcast, KLBB or libertyclassicalacademy.org. Episode 1 and Episode 2 really touch on a classical education, which starts with a grammar stage and then a logic stage and then a rhetoric stage, and really teaches kids how to think as opposed to throwing information at them. I want to throw a bit of a curveball at you, though. If I'm a listener and I've got a kid in high school going through advanced placement courses, okay, maybe I can't at this point, or not, haven't sent my kid to Liberty Classical Academy, which we hope more do, because it's a fantastic school, and part of this is letting people know about Liberty, because it would be a great place to shore up some of that. How could you, I mean, what can you do if you're sending your kids to advanced placement? Are they doomed? Can you supplement it? Are they just not going to be ready? I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. You know, I mean, again, they are still the best classes in the public high schools. So I don't want to say that, oh my goodness, your kids are doomed if they took AP. That's certainly not the case. But what I'm saying is there's something better out there. And they are missing that element of having the opportunity to learn how to think deeply and critically. And so, well, I guess you do your own assignments at home. Have them do it with you. You have them say, okay, this is what I'm learning at school. Have them ask them some questions. Make them defend their answers, because truly, kids at the high school level, they do have opinions, and if they're not asked those opinions and taught how to defend them with logic and reason, not just emotion, they have to have the deep thought. And that's where, yes, the content's important. We got to make sure they've got content to use kind of as fodder.
Yep.
But if they have that, then make them defend their opinion with reasoned thought. And that is what we do at Liberty every single day.
And that is why you are the host of the show and not me, because I threw you that question without knowing how you would answer it. And that's exactly right. Supplement if you need to.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, they're going to know there's a Republican and a Democratic Party. Ask them what the differences are. Mm-hmm. What do both represent? Where do they come? You know, I mean, just the next level question that forces them to engage with the content.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, so much to talk about on advanced placement.
Yeah.
Up next, after the commercial break, Rebecca, I think we've got an interview.
Yes, we are going to be interviewing Dr. Scott Soshe. He is a professor of media studies at Bethel University right here in Minnesota. And he has some great thoughts and opinions about AP, and has talked to other professors on the campus about, you know, their thoughts as well. And we're excited to interview him and just hear from him from his perspective at
the
college level.
Well, buckle up, because the doctor is in the house after the commercial break.
Well, welcome back to Education Nation, and thanks for joining us this morning. In this last segment, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Scott Soshe,
the Associate Professor of Communication Studies at Bethel University, right here in Minnesota. As a professor, Dr. Soshe can give us a valuable perspective on whether or not incoming students are prepared for college-level courses. Dr. Soshe, welcome to our show this morning. We are so happy to have you joining us.
Glad to be here.
That's fantastic. So I know you have been a professor for a number of years now. You started your career out, I believe, in Michigan, didn't you, before coming to Minnesota?
Michigan State as a graduate assistant teaching college courses there, then 5 years in Pennsylvania, and now 17 years at Bethel.
Wow, you've been at Bethel for 17 years already. Time flies. Well, you and I have had some communication in the past about this topic, and I know that you have voiced some of the concerns that you and some of your coworkers have at Bethel regarding the AP courses. And we've been conversing about that this morning on our show, and would just love to get your perspective on what you've been seeing at the college level. What are some of the concerns that you would have about AP?
Okay. Probably my biggest concern is it really college level, as promoted in terms of the AP courses? Because we want students at a liberal arts institution like Bethel to learn how to think, to analyze, to ask the key critical questions. And if an AP course is really only teaching to the test, teaching them a lot of facts and a lot of knowledge about a certain area, they're not really gaining the skills that they need to think critically. Mm-hmm. Because in a world that is changing so fast, the statistics out there say, for example, that when someone starts as a freshman, over 50% of the jobs that they're going to be applying for when they graduate don't exist yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Because those fields aren't there. And so
that's a good
point.
You can't
just teach knowledge. You have to teach students how to learn, how to think. Mm-hmm. And historically, AP classes haven't been necessarily geared toward that. Like I said, they've been geared more toward teaching to the test so that kids can pass.
Right.
At a certain level, the knowledge that's required in that particular subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a great point. It ties in really beautifully with what we've been talking about earlier today. I actually have spoken with a teacher who graduated from Hillsdale College in Michigan, and she couldn't believe the difference between how well prepared she felt as an AP student, as a freshman at Hillsdale, versus the students who had come out of a classical curriculum. And I'd love to read her quote here quickly, Scott, before we continue our conversation. She said, AP classes certainly have their benefits, but they do not stack up to a rigorous classical education. As a freshman at Hillsdale College, my alma mater, I began to realize that my friends who had learned true classical curriculum handled the challenging college material with much greater facility than those of us who had previously prided ourselves on our many AP credits. And I thought, that just summarizes so perfectly because, when there is no other option, which, in most public schools and even a lot of private schools, AP is the only option for rigorous coursework. And so, of course, kids are going to do it because that's the only option they have. And the thing that makes me concerned is that they're led to believe that it's excellent and that it is outstandingly preparing them for college. And yet her experience and what we've heard many times from others, and now you're also confirming that in your own experience, is that it isn't as excellent a preparation as what they are being led to believe as students and parents.
Yeah, definitely. At Bethel as well, for example, in some of our science areas, there's an expression of frustration that a lot of the students who are coming in with AP credits in certain areas simply aren't ready to handle the college-level natural science courses.
Mm-hmm.
They have the knowledge, but that's about it, and that's not nearly enough to do college-level work. And so they often have to take a step backward, which is exactly what AP students don't want to do. Because, one of the touted benefits is that, you can get through school faster, and then I certainly understand the financial side of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to go back to move forward,
right,
that's just putting you back to square one.
Yeah.
And also, it has the potential to significantly impact your GPA.
Yes.
If you're struggling in the course that AP, you know, places you in, you know, you're actually then behind students in terms of getting the sorts of grades that you might want to achieve.
Right, right. Which is, again, a blindsiding to the students. If they're not being told this up front, they're going to be so surprised and blindsided by that whole experience. And that's got to be very frustrating to them and, again, to their parents as well. And I know that a few years ago I interviewed a person that was doing math. He was a graduate student at the University of Minnesota, and he was doing math tutoring with undergraduate students. And he told me how frustrated he was with the AP curriculum as well, because he said, actually, the majority of the math students that I'm tutoring are AP students. So they took AP courses in college or in high school, passed, got into the U, passed into that next level of math because they passed their core AP curriculum, and yet they were completely lost and struggling in that math class that they were supposed to be taking next. And he said it was so frustrating to him to see these kids struggling when honestly all they really needed to do was to take the class that they really should have been taking in the first place at the college level.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an ongoing or even a continuing problem, because a lot of universities today are no longer accepting AP for actual college credit.
Yes.
But they're using it more now for placement into a particular sequence of courses.
Exactly.
And if AP gets the kid or the student placed in too high of a placement because of their AP score, then they are going to struggle in that class when they should have taken the class before or earlier in the sequence.
Right.
Instead of the one they get placed into. And again, that can be very difficult and traumatic for a student. They don't perform as well as they had hoped to.
Right.
It can have impact on GPA, which can have an impact potentially on financial aid.
Yes.
And, many colleges today, with the tightness of, you know, the changing demographics, fewer students coming into college, and so on, retention is critical. And retention at the college level means students need to have a good experience. And if AP is not contributing to that, it means colleges will be looking less favorably on the AP program in the future.
Yeah, and that is exactly what we're saying. You said it so well, Scott, and we talked about that earlier too, that Brown and Columbia and Dartmouth are all down that path now of not accepting AP curriculum. I guess Dartmouth won't start till 2018, but it is definitely a valid concern, and it just highlights once again the importance of a classical education where the students are genuinely taught how to think deeply and evaluate information critically. So I just want to say, Scott, I so appreciate your perspective on this issue, and I'm grateful that you came in on Education Nation today to share it. Thank you so much for coming in, Dr. Soshe.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, join us next week as we'll be in studio with Minnesota Senate Minority Leader David Han. Senator Han has been a loyal advocate for education reform in Minnesota for many years, and he's actually served numerous times on the Education Committee, which makes him a perfect guest for our show, Education Nation, next week. And also, as a reminder, if you've missed any of our shows, you can find the podcast on www.klbbradio.com under Education Nation. Or you can also go to Liberty's website, www.libertyclassicalacademy.org. And also, if you like what you've heard on the show so far, come and see Liberty in action at our next open house. It's Thursday, April 21st at 9 a.m. And our address is 3878 Highland Avenue in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Hope to see you soon. Have a great weekend.